Christendom is unaware that God is happy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, according to the glorious good news of the happy God, which was committed to my trust. Christendom is unaware that God is happy because they've missed the distinct revelation that was committed to Paul's trust. To know God as the happy God, one must view him through the letters of Paul. Without such a knowledge, this unique unveiling of the true nature of God by the international apostle of Christ, one is left to an incomplete, veiled view of our Father. After all, it was given to Paul to complete the Word of God, Colossians 1:25. Why is God happy? Why wouldn't he be? For he works all things after the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11. The God of religion is desperately trying to regain control of his lost universe, yet he has already conceded that he will lose the battle and forever forfeit the vast majority of his creation to the hand of his most successful opponent. Little wonder the God of religion is so annoyed and mad, but not so with the true God of Scripture. God is happy because he has designed a grand plan of redemption that includes the reconciliation of all things back to himself. This is the good news committed to Paul's trust. This is the good news that reveals to us the happy God. The glorious good news encompasses the completed, successful crosswork of our Lord Jesus Christ for all creation. Ephesians 1:10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Colossians 1:20 says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether they are things in earth or things in heaven.